USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Category 4 Hurricane Michael now moving a bit faster towards the Florida Panhandle than earlier. The National Hurricane Center's latest advisory has the monster-sized storm moving north-northeast at 14 miles an hour with winds sustained at 145. Mayor of Tallahassee, Andrew Gillum, says,
"We've not seen a storm like this in over a century in our area. My city, unlike many, is covered by about 50% tree cover. That's significant. Those trees will come down. We will have major disruption."
Still waterlogged after Hurricane Florence weeks ago, the Carolinas are preparing for a lot of rain from the storm. FBI Director Christopher Wray testifies to a Senate panel this morning that the bureaus involved in roughly 5,000 terrorism investigations around the world right now. And this is USA Radio News.
This is a national health alert from the Healthcare Hotline. Are you on Medicare and/or have private insurance and suffer from back pain? MD Topical has a solution for you. Today, you can qualify to receive a pain-relieving treatment, such as a comfortable back brace or a customized pain treatment at little or no cost. Call MD Topical toll-free now, 888-998-7225. It just takes a couple of minutes to qualify for these amazing treatments that have helped thousands of people with severe pain. Your personalized pain treatment will be delivered directly to your door. Call MD Topical toll-free, 888-998-7225, 888-998-7225, or go to mdtopical.com and get started on your road to a pain-free life. Call MD Topical toll-free, 888-998-7225, or go to mdtopical.com.
The limo involved in that deadly upstate New York crash last weekend was in need of multiple repairs. Inspection records about a month before the crash indicate that limo was cited for having faulty brakes, defective tires, and other issues. And authorities say the driver was also not properly licensed, that crash killing 20 people. The Democrats' health care proposals under fire from President Trump today. In an op-ed piece in today's USA Today, he claims Democrats want to eviscerate Medicare and create a single-payer health care system. And he says Democrats will work to eliminate private employer health care plans. House Majority Leader Kevin McCarthy is promising he's going to introduce a bill soon that would fully fund a border wall between the United States and Mexico. The Republicans' bill would provide $23 billion to build that wall. It would also cut off funds for sanctuary cities. And this is USA Radio News.
Everyone loves liberty, so why are you letting other people tell you what's best for your health care? Exercise your freedom with Liberty Health Share. Liberty Health Share is a community of people who voluntarily share one another's medical costs. Members are able to take back the freedom to make their own decisions about their health care. Stop letting others tell you what to do. Call us at 855-58-LIBERTY for more information or check us out online at libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org.
Kim Jong-un invites Pope Francis to Pyongyang. Here's more on that story from USA Radio's Wendy King.
The North Korean leader may have taken a recommendation from South Korean President Moon Jae-in to extend an invitation to the Pope following the most recent inter-Korean summit in Pyongyang. Kim's willingness to host Francis could be a sign that North Korea is ready to take unprecedented steps to joining the international community. Pope Francis had previously vocalized his support for the easing of tensions on the peninsula. The Pope has yet to respond to Kim's invitation.
Ivanka Trump says she will not be replacing Nikki Haley as the U.S. UN ambassador. The president's daughter and senior White House advisor pushing back on reports yesterday that she could possibly step into that role after Haley's unexpected announcement that she's leaving at the end of the year. Ivanka Trump saying on Twitter the president will be nominating a formidable replacement for Haley, and she added, "and it will not be me." Earlier in the day, President Trump had said Ivanka would be an incredible ambassador, but said he couldn't appoint her because it would be seen as nepotism. And no winner in last night's Mega Millions drawing that had a big-time jackpot, but the jackpot for the Friday drawing has now grown to a whopping $548 million with a cash option of about $310 million. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.